KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Before and after everything else, Get On Up is about the transformative power of performance. James Brown was a performer of legendary gifts, immeasurable influence, and almost infinitely renewable energy. In other words, irresistible as a subject for big screen treatment, but also inimitable. It's all the more remarkable, then, that this flawed but startling biopic stars another performer, Chadwick Boseman, who fills Brown's shoes with a dynamism that transcends imitation. Boseman's feature film breakthrough came last year when he played Jackie Robinson in Brian Helgeland's 42. He was very appealing within the limits of bland writing and direction, plus his character's self-imposed emotional restraint. Still, nothing in that performance could have predicted the brilliance of this one. It's a transformation that evokes Brown's gyrating body and furiously tortured soul. Get On Up was directed by Tate Taylor. He did The Help, from a screenplay by Jez Butterworth and John Henry Butterworth. Brian Grazer and Mick Jagger were the key producers. Jagger's presence was crucial. He secured the rights that made the production possible. The script is nonlinear, a vivid mosaic when it works, a conspicuously ragged patchwork when it doesn't. The film covers many of the high spots of Brown's life, along with some low spots. He's drug-addled in 1988 in the funny, scary sequence that starts things off, and it flashes back frequently to his lonely childhood and turbulent boyhood. Those flashbacks are needlessly repetitious, but they're important to the hard-edged, tough-minded portrait that emerges of an artist with an unswerving sense of purpose, pursuing a vision of artistic independence in an industry run by whites, of a casually cruel and occasionally violent man, of a harsh taskmaster whose ceaseless work and singular talent made him a preeminent entertainer of his time. Many of Brown's most celebrated appearances are recreated in all their funk and glory and in the tense drama of his 1968 Boston Garden concert, just after the assassination of Martin Luther King. That's the concert when spectators surged onto the stage and Brown, sensing danger, took control, calmed everyone down, and resumed his show. One of the film's strengths grows out of its concern with the music, not just the songs that Brown sings, but the distinctive techniques he brings to singing them, even early in his career. At one point, the godfather-to-be of soul hammers home the primacy of rhythm by telling each of his musicians that regardless of their instrument, they're playing a drum. Unfortunately, that principle carries over to the offstage drama. The pace is so intense and the direction so lacking in nuance that Boseman's speech rhythms sometimes fall into a relentless drumbeat of their own. It isn't his fault, though, and doesn't diminish a phenomenal achievement. You know it's the truth when one of Brown's trusted friends tells a skeptical musician, "Open up your ears, the man's a genius, and he's taking us with him." I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.